So at the end of this year, we can say, yes, we've balanced the books, we've paid our way. But we don't just want to stay still as a church. We don't want just to carry on doing the things we do and not have a vision for greater things that God wants us to do. And so I want to share with you a vision for two things that the PCC has agreed, and that you may think, wow, okay, that's what you want to go for. And the first one is this. You may have noticed that there are a lot of children in our church. If you didn't before today, surely you heard it this morning. There is a large number of young children in our church, and it's increasing. I've got a picture on the screen, sorry, behind me. There's a picture on the screen of the service on the 21st of December, which was such fun, when the children acted out the nativity. And just a reminder of how many there are. And it's great to see those numbers coming in, and Chris and Rob and their team of helpers do a fantastic job in nurturing them. But they're working at capacity. And if we want to expand and develop that work, to take it outside just Sundays, but think about things like holiday clubs, think about things like parenting courses, think about things like parties and outings, think about things like outreach on a Friday night, which has temporarily come to a halt, then we need to expand and do more. And so the PCC agreed last year that this September we would employ a children's and family worker to do additional work to what's going on at the moment, to expand and develop that work. And that not only ties in with our Sunday children's work, but it also ties in with the tremendous growth of Rainbows. I sneaked in on Wednesday morning, because we didn't have staff meeting, because I had a funeral, and I managed to snatch a picture of the total chaos that there is here on a Wednesday morning when Rainbows take over this whole area. Someone on PCC was asking the other night, do we need to move all the chairs on a Wednesday? Yes, we need to move every single one because there's a huge buggy park that takes up all that area of the church. And then there's toys all over the floor and there's ride-on toys and there's just total chaos. And one morning when they didn't close the doors in time, there were 72, was it? Or 70? 74 adults and 104 children. So that's tremendous, and that's going to keep going. It can't keep growing because there's no more room, but it's growing now on a Friday as well when baby rainbows happens, and that's started with, was it six of you? And now last week it was 25. And the birth rate in Kingston keeps going up. So we want to develop that work as well by having a children's and family worker who can start building relationships not only on a Wednesday morning, but taking that outside. Parenting courses, developing other ways of reaching those families and building a bridge between them and the church beyond what the existing workers can do. So that is an area we want to expand. The other one is that we're going to need to replace these chairs that you're sitting on because they were bought for a time when they were moved once a week. And now they're being moved for Rainbows and they're being moved for baby Rainbows and for the youth group that meets. And if at the end of this service you want to try this out, if you pick them up, they're jolly heavy. And they weren't made, these chairs were not designed to be stacked, unstacked, restacked, moved around, unstacked, restacked. And I have had, over the course of the last few months, more conversations with chair manufacturers than I ever wanted to have in my life. They get very excited about chairs. I don't, but they do. And they say, well, if you were going to do that, why did you buy these chairs? Because we didn't know we were going to do that. At the time, we didn't foresee that we were going to expand the work on Wednesdays and the work on Friday mornings in the way it has. So the time has come to replace these with lighter, more easily stackable, more easily movable chairs. And as I say, I've been in discussion with chair manufacturers, and they say, yes, there's some you can get, but they won't be wooden. They'll be steel-framed, and they'll be much lighter, and they will spare the carpet, which is being hammered by these chairs. They will spare the chairs, which are splitting and falling apart. And more importantly, they will spare the backs of the people who have to move them time and time again. And possibly make it possible for more people to pick up a chair and move it, because it won't be so heavy as these. That's something else that we're looking to do sometime in the course of this year. So all this needs resourcing. And that's what we have to see as a challenge, but also as a vision for this church moving forward and growing and expanding. And just one last thing to share with you. This elderly couple on the screen, which is me and Heather, astonishingly, will celebrate 100 years of our birthday this year. Which means, for the quick-witted of you, you must realize that I must be about 70. And so we plan... That's a better picture, isn't it? We plan to invite you all to cream tea one day over the summer. So that's something else to look forward to. Have an exciting venture in the life of the church this year as well. But that's just a quick look ahead. And I want you to join with me, if you will, in saying, yes, God, I'm committed to the vision of this church. Sorry, if you're a visitor this morning, this isn't for you. You don't have to do this at all. I know some of you are here because you've come with friends, because you've come to keep someone company. But if you're part of this church, on your sheet that you've got on your table, there's a covenant prayer. It was written by, I don't know if it was written by John Wesley, by the Methodists long ago. And it's a great, wonderful way of saying, yes, God, I'm yours. Whatever happens this year, I'm up for it. And if you're here as a visitor and you're a Christian, you want to do it for your church, then please do so. But will you all stand? And please don't say this just to keep me company. Say it if you mean it and you want to say it. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Rank me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed for you or laid aside for you. Exalted for you or brought low for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and wholeheartedly yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. And now, glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant now made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. Now, at this service, we don't normally have a prayer time. I'll give it back.
Yes.
But I can't not pray for certain folks at the moment who are going through a hard time. So as we stand, let's just pray briefly for the families of those in our midst who are facing difficult times. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, as I said earlier, that Steve Holt and Rob Leach have been with us this morning. And I know that they're still recovering, that they're still not comfortable at all. So I pray your continued healing in their lives. Pray, Lord, that you'll ease the pain that they're experiencing. Pray that you'll give them freedom of movement. And pray, Lord, that they will soon be fully fit and fully whole again and restored to full health and strength. I pray, Lord, for Dennis Colby facing chemotherapy treatment very shortly, that you would be with him right now and strengthen him and hold him, but you'd be with him in that treatment, and it would be powerfully effective for you and for his strengthening and healing. Pray for Bronwyn Christie, whose father's funeral is this week, that you'd be with her and her family at this time. And may they know your comfort, your love, your peace at that service and upholding them through this week and the weeks to come. And above all, Lord, we do pray for the DeQuitt family. We pray for Fiona. We love her. We're grateful for her and all she means to us. And we pray that you'd keep her in the palm of your hand, that you'd hold her close. Thank you, she knows that you are good. May she know that day by day. We pray for Joe, her husband. We pray for their children, for Greg and Kate and for Sarah. And particularly, we pray for Andy. Lord, we pray, please heal him. And please be with each one of them in this time. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. And we continue in committing ourselves to God for the year ahead as we sing, Be Thou My Vision.